Turundusdoktor aitab.
I have a small company that designs clothes for pets. We started last year and have launched seasonal collections. We have a good database of 500 dog owners and send them regular newsletter. Still, the sales is less than half from what I projected in my initial sales plan. We have had some articles in media but cannot afford any advertising yet. What should we do?
If I would start, I would say my first most important words: don't be a small company. Don't think a small way, because this 500 clients you have in your base, I would say that 10 of those 500 will be really guys who will buy something maybe regularly from you, and another maybe 100 people will just once a 10 year buy something. So basically, but to be a company, you need to sell 500 dog coats per day to get this important things. So don't be small, don't think small, don't see Estonian market as a place to market, but take something bigger, for example, the world
market.
Yes.
So Chris, what is your suggestion?
Well, firstly, I'm assuming that therefore, because you have a colder climate than we do in UK, you don't see a lot of dogs wearing coats and stuff in England, except occasionally during the winter. Is this because it's colder here that they put animals in?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Well, firstly, I mean, the number one is insight. You've got to understand what kind of dog owner puts their animal in a coat and what kind of thing are they after. I'm assuming all dog owners love their dogs. Therefore, if they believe this is better for their dog, they will do it. Number two, I would actually think, where do people walk their dogs most? I mean, you don't need to do an expensive ad campaign. You can do an ambient media campaign. For example, you could do something clever in parks. If most people walk their dogs in parks, do something in parks. You could make something up your own, something clever, and put it around. The second thing I'd say is advocacy is important. If you've got somebody who owns a dog, fair chance they bump into other people that own dogs, and they'll often talk. So why not make sure they tell other people? So incentivize them to actually encourage other people, because inevitably you'll say, oh, what's your dog wearing? Oh, well, that's what his name's from. So, and maybe even give them a card they can hand over. And when someone buys a coat from them, they get a voucher that allows them to get something else. Thinking big, don't stop at selling one outfit. Try and encourage them to have accessories and extras and all sorts of things. Beyond that, find a big pet retailer and sell it through the pet retailer, because they've got the reach you haven't. You've got a very small database on this. You're not using it. You need to be talking to thousands of people before you're going to sell enough. But I think you have to, think big. So, and if you haven't got enough money for advertising, maybe you should look for more investment in the company. Because if you believe it's going to be successful, you can convince investors that it's going to be successful, and some might come along and give you some money, and you can advertise it. And the advertising is what might take it over into success, because most people don't know it exists. The reality is it's probably a very visible company at the moment. So make it visible.
Absolutely. Anu?
In general, I like the idea that the clothes for pets and they produce different collections, probably seasonal collections, so it behaves more like a fashion garment, not so much as something you need to put on the pet that warms the pet or protects some other way. So it's a kind of fashion. Then, because the fashion changes, and then you can really give more more reasons to buy in order for that. Of course, the retailers is a good idea, but it might also be that that pumped into my mind was that maybe some kind of using a different business model, kind of catalog based, or you could even use someone calling the dog owners and not selling a garment but selling a collection, and selling something that you receive a package of clothes for your dog every month and you pay. It's like a book club. So it's also possible to sell more to the dogs you already have in your list. And then probably as it behaves like fashion, then I think that all the ways that the fashion companies do.
Well, we want a dog walk, not a cat walk, don't we?
Yeah, a dog walk.
Yeah. and actually have those kind of shows.
This is my dog.
This is your
unethical fool.
Yeah. Like doing not catwalks, but dog yeah. walks or dog runs or runways.
I think maybe why not go to a top fashion designer and ask them if they'll contribute towards you. And actually, knowing that you can't afford to pay them, give them just a commission and say, would you design me? So find a very top designer, because it'll make news. That'll get you PR.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know what? It'll then make the thing more fashionable.
Yeah. And it would be also good that I think that it's often, I think that when the owners, or at least they're a part of the dog owners, who decide that the dogs probably should, the dog's outfit should fit to their own outfit.
Yeah.
So it means that probably the same type of handwriting would be good, to help to do it together with some designers or clothing designers.
Well, they do say that people look like their dogs, don't they? So they say that people look like their dogs.
Yeah, and then they
glow. So you can literally look just like your dog, or your dog can dress like you.
So you start with the dog, and then you see what the dog has, and then you buy for
absolutely.
Yourself.
It could be joined. Then, of course, when it's a fashion, then it's a show, and you can also use the dogs for a normal fashion show. And I think that as there is a very strong competition also between the fashion shows, who gets noticed, then probably these ones who get bring dogs or
I
anything
think London
to the
Fashion
show.
Week or the one in Paris, that's got to be. I mean, Paris, popular with its poodles, but I have this image actually of going to Scotland, where it is cold, actually, a bit like Estonia, and actually seeing lots and lots of big, burly men in kilts with their little dogs with tartan outfits on.
Yeah.
Could be great.
So there are a lot of things that you should do. You don't probably even need to start with advertising, but all kind of cross-promotion with different designers could be really something to start with, to get the visibility, to show that you really have a good product. Unfortunately, we don't have a picture here. And then start really sales using then either direct sales catalogs, retailers, whatever channels are on your way. Even fashion stores.
I think that also, if you get some very good visuals that are very talkable about, you could see a lot of social media activity based on that, because they would be fun, novel. People might laugh at them at the same time. They might be impressed by them. But if they're branded, they go around the circuit and people go, oh, that's quite interesting. Actually, I wouldn't mind that for my dog. You could get a lot of buzz. I don't think a viral would be so successful, because then it would be costing you more money. But just three or four photographs put together, say four pictures in one, posted through all those people you already have on your supporters base, you could send them out, plus to other people buying even in database, or get it up on social media sites and seed it. And it might start doing the circus. Who knows? You only need one celebrity to see it. And suddenly, Julia Roberts walks the dog in an outfit and you will be an overnight sensation.
Absolutely.
So can you get a celebrity to walk their dog? Maybe find out what the celebrities are wearing. What the celebrities have got dogs-wise. And for a PR purpose, you can actually do a PR story about what the celebrities' dogs are, because I'm sure someone like Will Smith has a dog. Photoshop on the outfits and say, this is what we think would suit Will Smith. This is what would suit Julia Roberts. This is what, any of the top celebrities. It could be quite fun.
You just have to stand nearby the grocery store. You know that Julia Roberts is going. You have to have your own dress dog with you. And when she enters, you just ask her, please, hold for a second. And you have a little fox making, and then you're great.
You could do a gorilla one where she walks into the shop, ties a dog outside, and then you quickly wrap the dog in an outfit.
Or change the dog. Do the dog with an outfit.
So I think you'd have fun with it. Have fun with it.
A lot of crazy ideas, at least in our minds. So just continue your small business with crazy ideas, and we do believe it will grow big. Thank you a lot for our listeners. Thank you, Chris. Thank you for being here with us and sharing the information. And dear listeners, listen to us again in a week's time. And meanwhile, please send us the case studies or call to Marketing Institute and tell what are the problems you want us to solve.